Not many statewide candidates turned to the Vermont Constitution as the foundation for their political philosophy, but Democratic gubernatorial hopeful James Ehlers does. VPR's Bob Kinzel takes a look at the Ehlers campaign.
In campaign appearances and interviews, Ehlers often refers to Chapter 1, Article 7 of the state constitution to describe what he believes is the proper role of government. That provision of the constitution says in part, quote, that government is, or ought to be, instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community, and not for the advantage of any single man, family, or set of men who are a part only of that community. This is how Ehlers interprets this.
The government is here to represent us, not the interest of the business elite class, the corporate class. So for me, this is about dignity. And that's the government's responsibility, is to protect the rights of all.
When it comes to health care, Ehlers thinks government has a critical role to play. That's why he supports a single-payer government finance system. It's one that would ensure that all Vermonters have access to health care.
When the market fails, as it clearly has, the market has been given a chance. There are people not receiving health care and not getting access, then that's the place, a legitimate place for government to step in.
Ehlers is 49 years old, has four children, and lives in Winooski. For the past 20 years, he's been the executive director of Lake Champlain International, and he's been an outspoken advocate for water quality issues. He's calling for a long-term revenue source to help clean up Lake Champlain and the state's other lakes and streams. This year, he supported a Senate bill that placed a tax on all land parcels in the state to raise money for the Clean Water Fund.
I would support investments in the things that are absolutely critical for literally life on this planet, clean water. People are getting sick. People's economic opportunities are being destroyed.
While Ehlers generally supports the role of state government to find solutions, his views on gun control are more nuanced. Of the four candidates on the Democratic ballot, he's the only one who doesn't support a ban on semi-automatic assault weapons. He also believes it was a mistake for lawmakers to ban the use of large-capacity magazines, and he doesn't think enough was done to forge a compromise that all sides could live with.
If I were governor, we wouldn't have had that bill. I would have signed it, and then I would have pointed out all the additional work that would be necessary.
Ehlers has the support of several Democratic lawmakers who have served on the House Natural Resources Committee. Charlotte Representative Mike Yantoshka is impressed with Ehlers' commitment to the environment.
I found him to be very knowledgeable and thoughtful and a great advocate for environmental issues. You know, he's come out in favor of the kind of progressive legislation that I believe in.
Ehlers has also shared his views on social media, and some of his controversial tweets over the years have resurfaced during this campaign. In 2010, he described teachers as being overpaid. And in 2015, he made statements that cast doubt on his full support for a woman's right to choose to have an abortion. He apologized in the second case by saying, quote, "Nowhere do I state that I'm against a woman's right to choose. I sincerely understand and appreciate that there's a difference between intent and impact. There are times that I express my views in a way that led to an unfortunate impact." In a recent VPR Vermont PBS poll, more than 70% of respondents said they had never heard of Ehlers. Former Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis thinks this poses some problems for the Ehlers campaign.
Do people know who he is? I mean, before people can form a judgment about whether anyone is a desirable candidate for governor, they first have to know who the person is. Second, does he have the financial resources to get the word out about his campaign?
Ehlers is hoping that a strong grassroots get-out-the-vote campaign will be the key to his winning the Democratic nomination next Tuesday. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.